Our profile this month is Martin Luther King, an emblematic figure of the civil rights movement. King was assassinated 50 years ago, just 5 years after his famous Dream speech on August the 28th, 1963. Meet the man behind the legend.
Prodigy. Originally, the man remembered as a leading figure of the American civil rights movement of the 1950s and 1960s was not called Martin Luther King, Jr. Until the age of 5, King was called Michael, just like his father, a Baptist preacher. But in 1934, Michael King, Sr. visited Germany, where he became so obsessed by Martin Luther, the 16th century Protestant theologian, that he changed both his and his son's name. It's not clear if this name change was ever officialized, but it was a prophetic choice. Like the historical Martin Luther, King Jr. was not only a brilliant student of theology, but he too would bring radical change to the society around him.
Leader. In 1955, King had just arrived in the Alabama town of Montgomery as a church minister when young activist Rosa Parks was arrested for refusing to give her seat on a bus to a white man. Local civil rights campaigners had been waiting for just such an event to call for a boycott of the city buses in protest against racial segregation. But these activists, many of whom were teachers, risked losing their jobs if they led the protest. King, as a man of the church, was in a less vulnerable position, so they asked him to be their spokesman. Initially reluctant to accept their offer, King proved to be such an effective and eloquent campaigner that he established himself as a prominent figure of the civil rights movement as it grew in force throughout the 1950s and 1960s.
Orator. King's genius was for talking about civil rights in a way that both inspired blacks and persuaded many whites of the justice of the cause. But his greatest oratory, his famous "I Have a Dream" speech in Washington in 1963, almost didn't happen. King was one of many speakers that day. The speech he prepared didn't include the "I Have a Dream" section, which he'd often used before, and which his advisor, Wyatt Walker, specifically told him to avoid, calling it a cliché. When King took the stage, late on a hot August day, the 250,000-strong crowd was already starting to disperse. His speech, although good, wasn't enough to electrify the public, and so a close friend, gospel singer Mahalia Jackson, started shouting, "Tell them about the dream, Martin," over and over. Eventually, King set aside the papers of his speech. "Ah, shit," Walker said. "He's using the dream." "Those people don't know it," said Clarence Jones, a fellow activist, "but they're about to go to church."
Radical? In the years following King's murder in 1968, much of white America continued to despise him as a left-wing radical and suspected communist. Today, by contrast, a national holiday is held in his honor, and every child learns to admire him as a symbol of peace and unity, similar to India's Mahatma Gandhi, whose doctrine of non-violent protest King espoused. But while King's importance is undeniable, it should be remembered that America's civil rights struggle is, above all, about the history of generations of courageous protest and of thousands of other individuals who were beaten, arrested, and all too often killed, as King himself would be the first to point out. The movement made King, as one of his closest colleagues, Ella Baker, said. He didn't make the movement.